Got with me on the phone right now, Dave Revson, studio host for the Big Ten Network and also does play-by-play work for them. How you doing, Dave?
I'm great. What's up, Scott?
Oh, not too much. Just trying to figure out this Big Ten season. It's been a strange one here in Lansing, fans of Michigan State. And really, the first thing that I want to know, with MSU's wins over Illinois and Minnesota last week, is that enough to put them safely into the NCAA tournament?
Well, I think you're never feeling totally safe when you're a bubble team until the bracket comes out on Selection Sunday. So I would not say safely. But my sense is right now, given how difficult the out-of-conference schedule was and given now that we are looking at a team that has a fair number of solid wins. I mean, you're looking at these five top 50 wins now with Wisconsin and Illinois, Minnesota a couple times, the non-conference game against Washington. So there are some pretty good wins in there. I would feel like of all of the bubble teams going in the Big Ten right now, I would think their chances are probably as good, if not better, than anyone else. I mean, I think they're kind of lumped in that group with Illinois and Minnesota and Michigan and Penn State. And of that group, I would say MSU probably has the best resume right now.
Okay, now slightly different from that, is that the turnaround that MSU's been waiting for, these couple wins?
Yeah, I think it is to a certain extent. I mean, I still think this is very much a work in progress, and I'm sure the fans would agree with me on that, that it hasn't, even in winning these games here, you know, going to Minneapolis and winning, I think, is a good win. They had to win that Illinois game at home and to figure out a way to win that. So, yeah, I mean, I think they're clearly better than where they were. I think, obviously, Lucas has played far better, and that's been a big part of it. But is this a team right now, as it's currently constituted, that I can foresee making a run similar to the one the teams the last couple of years made? I would still say no. So I guess it depends how you define the turnaround.
Yeah, that's what we've been trying to figure out all year, especially with the preseason and everything. But you talked a little bit about Kalen Lucas, and I want to jump ahead from where I was thinking, but with him, he's averaging just over 21 points his last eight games. He's been the main reason MSU has been able to stay in and win some of these games. Does this kind of put him back into the talk for any postseason awards?
My gut says no. I mean, I think that ship has probably sailed at this point for Kalen Lucas, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I think Kalen Lucas, certainly in these last few weeks, has helped salvage Michigan State season. So I think that's got to feel great. But in terms of, you know, being on the All Big Ten team, I just think that's really a stretch at this point, given some of the great point guard play we've seen in the league this year. You know, Jordan Taylor's probably the guy who sticks out to me as the All Big Ten point guard. I think Darius Morris has had a really good year. I just think it would be a stretch to think that just with a stretch of a few good games that Kalen Lucas could find himself back in that conversation. I also think, yeah, you have to be realistic. We're talking about a guy who I think at the beginning of the year was still hurt. I mean, he was playing through it, and a lot of credit goes to him for that. But I think it's only recently that we've really seen him at 100%. And so maybe had the season started 3 months later and he would have had 3 months longer to rehab, maybe he would have been on those All Big Ten lists. I just think it's tough given, you know, particularly all the great guard play we've seen in the league this year.
Talking to Dave Revson from the Big Ten Network here on the Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS. Dave, who's your favorite for Player of the Year?
Well, I think you're probably looking at a three-horse race. I think you're looking at Jared Sullinger, Juwan Johnson, and Jordan Taylor. And I'm not in any way to kind of back out of it right now, but I mean, I'd like to see how they all play down the stretch here in these last few games. I guess I wonder a little bit, you know, is it the best player in the league? Is it the most valuable player? I think there are different ways to look at it. You know, from my point of view, I tend to look at it as, you know, this whole idea of kind of the value over a replacement player. In other words, if you were to just kind of put an average guy in their place, where would their team be without them? And I guess if you were to just put an average center in place of Juwan Johnson at Purdue, I think they'd really be in bad shape. And so I think he'd probably be my guy right now. You know, I think Sullinger has benefited from being surrounded by so many great players. And at Wisconsin, I think Taylor's been fabulous. But you know what? They've got some other pretty good guards, too. I mean, I really think you could put Josh Gosser in there as your point guard. He's certainly nowhere close to Jordan Taylor. but they'd still be okay. You know, I think that Purdue would be the most lost without Juwan Johnson of all the teams with a guy in the Player of the Year race. So that's probably how I'd lean right now. But, again, we've still got a week and a half or so before we need to put in those votes.
We've talked a little bit about Michigan with Darius Morris, who I love seeing play. I want to be fair to them. We've got Michigan fans in the area. How much did that banked in three hurt their chances of the tournament?
Well, I think it hurt quite a bit. I mean, it's such a shame because they really have – well, I guess it's a shame if you're Michigan. I know that, as you're saying, in East Lansing, maybe you don't have as many people
I'm trying to be fair, Dave.
I appreciate that. But, I mean, to start 1-6 in the league and to be in the conversation the way they have been, I think is really impressive. But you look at them now, you know, they're – I think somewhere around 65 in the RPI, and you're still looking at a team that has no wins against the top 40 in the RPI, unless maybe Michigan State has snuck into the top 40. Now, I'm not sure whether they have. I think they're right on the cusp of that. Only a couple top 50 wins, Michigan State and Harvard. I know they're like 2-9 against the top 50. That's just not the kind of resume that gets you in. I will say this. The bubble is really soft, first of all. And second of all, they kind of still have a schedule of opportunity. I mean, they go to Minnesota. They have Michigan State at home. If you win those two games, all of a sudden you've doubled that top 50 RPI win count, and then you still have the Big Ten tournament. So I wouldn't rule them out yet, but I'd say that it's definitely on life support after that shot by Josh Gosser. I will say this. Man, I think they look good going forward. I mean, Darius Morris has been fantastic. Hardaway has really come on here the last 10 games or so. Jordan Morgan has really shown himself to be a good player. I still think Evan Smotsch, which is a nice skill set, I think he's going to be really good. So you look at what they put together for next year and for the year after that, and they've got to feel really good going forward in Ann Arbor.
Well, that really worries me, that game next Saturday when Michigan State ends the season down there. That could be a huge game that neither team can afford to lose. But I want to talk a little bit about the Big Ten tournament. How important is it for teams that are on the bubble to put a couple wins in the tournament?
Well, it's really important. I think sometimes one of the things that we tend to do is to overlook the importance of that, because I think we get so consumed by what's left on the schedule and going through it and saying, you know, this game's important, that game's important, they need to win 2 out of 3 here. And I think that we kind of forget that you have these opportunities in the Big Ten tournament, even if it's not necessarily to make a run through and win the Big Ten tournament, Scott, even if it's just to get one more quality win on your resume. I think that's really important. I think there are some people who overstate it, who say that the committee pays a lot of attention to the last 10 games or whatever. Each committee member looks at all of these things differently. There's no hard and fast rule as to whether they need to put emphasis on the last 10 or not put emphasis on the last 10. But I still think it's like anything else in the world. You want to make a good final impression before somebody has to make a decision. And so I think going into that tournament to bolster your resume, but to also get people thinking positive thoughts about you, I think that's really important.
Talking to Dave Revson from the Big Ten Network here on the Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS. What are your thoughts about the Big Ten tournament? How do you see that shaping up? I know it's a couple weeks away still.
Well, you know, I think it's, as you said, we kind of got into it a little bit there. I think it's going to be a place where more is going to be made or broken than it has been in the past. I mean, again, it's impossible to know exactly what records teams like Michigan State, like Illinois, Penn State, Minnesota, Michigan, what they'll come in with. But I think it's fair to say that we have a lot of teams here who are going to be in a situation where a win or two will do them a lot of good and where a quick loss will really hurt. So I think there's going to be more riding on it maybe this year than any other year in recent memory.
Okay, we're wrapping up here. Quick thoughts, how many teams from the Big Ten make the NCAA tournament?
I've always thought that this is, again, I'm not trying to back out of it, Scott. I just think it's hard to say for sure because none of this is done in a vacuum. I mean, a lot of it is contingent on, okay, does the team from the Colonial Athletic Association that I think is going to make it no matter what, you know, if that's, let's say, George Mason or it's Old Dominion or whoever it is, do they still win their conference tournament? Does someone else sneak up and win that conference tournament? I mean, it is a zero-sum game here. There's only, now it's 68, used to be 65 bids. So if someone sneaks up and steals a bid, that has to come from somewhere. And with the bubble the way that it is in the Big Ten, it could very well be from one of our teams. So it's really hard to know, I mean, until you get to Selection Sunday. That being said, Ohio State, Purdue, Wisconsin are locks. I think Michigan State is probably the next team. Illinois, I think, is a really good shot. And then after that, I think everyone's got work to do. You know, Michigan, Penn State, Minnesota. It's just so hard to say. I think if it the Selection Sunday were today, maybe six, certainly five. But, again, it's impossible to know until we get through this really important stretch here exactly how many there will be. If you want a number from me, I guess I'll say six. But, you know, again, I think it's just contingent on what happens down the stretch here.
And finally, who from the Big Ten has the best chance of making the Final Four?
I think without a doubt Ohio State, Scott. I think that they can play in a lot of different ways against a lot of different teams. I think they're good enough in the middle, certainly with Sullinger. You know, Lauderdale's a bit of a liability depending on what kind of team they play. You know, that they can match up with a team with good bigs. They can match up with a perimeter-oriented team with all the athletes they have. So I think that they, you know, the NCAA tournament, Scott, ultimately is about matchups. And it's about being able to match up with lots of different kinds of teams, and particularly on tough, short turnarounds. And I think Ohio State, of all the Big Ten teams, is the best equipped to do that.
Dave Revson from the Big Ten Network joining us here on the Weekend Kickoff. Dave, thanks so much for your time. And, you know, one of these years we're going to get your Wildcats into that tournament.
Not going to be this year, Scott, but
they still have the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, anyways, thank you so much for your time.
All right, buddy.
Take care.
Yep, thanks a lot.